Are the schools open? Are the schools open? Tell me the schools are open. Not another snow day. Not another snow day. Let's go.
We don't want another snow day.
Oh. Oh. This is the day that was given for men to dance with other men.
With other men.
Now it's cold. Men, it's okay to dance in your long johns. Are you ready?
Just let's the dance. Bottoms.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go. It's the man dance. Come on and do the man dance. Come on and do the cold man dance.
Yeah,
it's the cold
man dance. Yeah.
It's the cold man dance.
If you've had to shovel some snow, man, or clean some snow off the car, I want you to dance. Because it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Let's go, man. Dance, dance, dance.
Come on, let's dance, man.
Dance, dance.
Come on, let's dance, man.
Dance, dance. Dance, dance.
Come on, let's
don't look at your woman. Don't look at your woman. She doesn't want to
make eye contact with
you. Do not make eye contact with your woman. Do not make eye contact.
Do not make eye contact with the enemy.
Oh, that's the enemy.
We'll throw you off.
Oh, yeah, throw you off.
The enemy?
Yeah, this is just for us. Let's go.
You were snuggling up with the enemy a little bit ago.
Do not look at the enemy.
And then she says, "Oh, but you're sweaty.
You're so sweaty.
You're all sweaty.
You're all sweaty now.
Sticky.
Well,
you know.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Okay.
I sweat more in my sleep when it's cold than I do when it's hot.
Okay, that's scary.
Hard work.
It's Friday, baby. It is Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I knew it wouldn't take long.
Come on, Seb.
A strong three, and you're out.
Okay.
That was a very strong three.
Not just a strong three.
A very,
very strong three.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah, sure there is.
There's a lazy three.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a strong three.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a very strong three.
And this was very strong.
It was a very strong three.
Okay, now take your speaking behind into the shower. Let's get this day started.
Speaking of sleeping, did you see that story about the study says sleeping naked and the benefits of sleeping naked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some days
when I'm in the studio by myself, I work naked. Yes.
And sleep.
That's a visual. And sleep. That's a visual, huh? That'll be in your head all day long. Watch that now.
All right. Okay.
But the article said that it's healthier to sleep naked. And they give some reasons here. It says, number one, it helps to air things out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It keeps you sexy. It's number two.
Mm.
But here's the one I like of the five.
Mm-hmm.
It says, promotes weight loss.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you get up and look at your naked self.
Yeah. I am going on a diet today.
When you see all of that,
you lose your appetite.
Because other people can tell you, but when you actually see it.
Or you look behind you and you're like, oh, and it scares you because you thought somebody was behind you.
It says sleeping naked can help melt your fat because it helps your body to cool down. And as your body cools down, it releases fat-burning hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's science stuff. We're just talking about
science. We're talking about the real.
Yeah.
And look at all that.
Look at that.
You see all that.
Whoa. Oh, my.
Whoa. Who is that fat guy in the room?
They haven't announced the price for the pay-per-view, but they have announced that A-list celebrities, you know.
The Tom Joyners of the
Joyners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Joyners, the Joyners. Right.
There will not be comp tickets.
Mm-mm.
What?
For the fight. Those ringside seats.
They're going to get every penny they can, huh?
What are fight tickets going to go for? What do you think?
Think?
Well, It says right here, for those front rows where I normally sit with the celebrities, I got to pay up to $100,000.
For one ticket?
For one ticket.
For one. Okay.
Now,
well,
there is an exception.
Which is?
Mm-hmm. Now, you get your triple A's like, you know, Will Smith, DiCaprio, Rihanna, Jordan and all that. Mm-hmm. They will waive the $100,000 ticket if the celebrity wears a sponsor's logo.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like vodka and
right.
coconut water. And
that's selling. Isn't that selling?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Genius.
Now, I told you the last time we talked about this, I got the what was probably the last room in Vegas.
Right.
And when it was announced on Friday, I made my reservations on Saturday and just barely got a room.
Now, would this also be true for people who can't afford that $100,000 a ticket and just want to be there, the average Joes who want to be at the fight?
If they put on
a coconut water T-shirt, would they be able to get some of that? No, I didn't think so.
No, I don't think so.
How about how much money did I pay to wear a J-Spot T-shirt?
You tell us. What's it worth to you?
They will waive the $100,000 if.
But it has to be one of their sponsors, right? Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many sponsors would you estimate for this fight?
I don't know, maybe five.
A strong five, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if Leonardo
DiCaprio,
he gets in free.
Mm-hmm.
If he wears something with the logo on it.
A J-Spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Now, granted, these people can afford the $100,000 ticket.
Yeah, to get them to wear their logo for $100,000 is a real bargain.
Right.
Because they're gonna get all that camera time in front of all those viewers, and it's worth a lot more to these celebrities than $100,000. They're giving it away. Yeah,
probably would rather just buy the ticket instead of
going in there looking like a NASCAR driver,
right? And knowing what their value is,
man. You see, Rocky sitting up there, Sylvester Stallone looking like a NASCAR driver with logos all over his his jacket.
Pharrell don't need anything in his wardrobe to throw us off.
I mean, just put a sticker on that nice hat of yours.
Yeah. So it looks like I'm going to the club to watch the fight.
Yeah, man.
Or stay at the house.
Or you know, some people get invited if they just have somebody's mama on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I've normally been. Miss Deborah, Floyd's mama, has always taken care of me. But ain't nothing she can do for me, right? This is out of her hand.
Had to buy a ticket, huh?
Sorry, Mama.
Sorry, Mama.
Yeah, Miss Deborah won't be able to help me on this one.
So, but do us one favor.
What?
Don't pick anybody.
I've already picked Floyd.
Oh, Lord.
Well, tell that to Harrison Ford, who's sitting in the hospital this morning.
Why?
Well, Harrison Ford has been in the red velvet cake.
Really? The man has an accident.
You blaming that on me from the visit? This hasn't been a good year for Harrison Ford. You know, he had an accident on the set of Star Wars.
He hurt himself, yeah.
Right, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's come to the red velvet cake.
What?
Then he gets hurt on the set of Star Wars. Has a plane crash.
And that's my work.
I'm just saying.
Okay, let's just break this down. What is your work? That's what we need to know.
Deny.
What have you done? That's what we want to know.
Okay. That's all right. I'll wear the jinx. Yeah. Yeah. Make me sick. Jesus.